That's dead. I'm going to bring up a wonderful family. It's going to come on up now. Come on up. Grab a stool. Here you go, Terrence. You can grab this. Whoa, he's got some fans out there. He's got a banner. He made a whole banner that says, I love you, Terrence.
Well, that's a bad hair day.
Is that, you know,
nice!
I gotta be honest with you, Terrence. I tried really hard to find pictures of you where you weren't making a face or someone wasn't messing up your hair. This was as good as it gets. Joshua, don't think you're off so easy. I tried to find a picture where you weren't in some sort of snowman costume, some sort of gender Christmas tree costume. It was amazing. Now, you guys are the Pang family, is that right? So why don't you guys say your names? Except for Junie Chan. Right, why don't you guys say your names? Give us warm.
I'm Terrence.
I am Joshua.
I'm Junie.
I'm Alicia.
Wow. Now, how old are you? Joshua, how old are you?
Nine.
You're nine years old.
Nine.
9 years old. And Alicia, how old are you?
Six.
And Junie, how old are you? No.
That's a trick, isn't it?
It was
not
a trick question.
That.
I thought. And we have the win for today. And Junie and Terrence, you guys are both doctors. What's your specialty, Terrence?
I do
diabetes.
This is awesome. Alicia, do you know what your mom's specialty is?
Pregnancy!
No.
Congratulations! Gongxi! Congratulations! Wow!
No, Joshua.
One more to the family! Oh my goodness! The surprise! I was not expecting this! No,
my specialty, other people's pregnancy, not my pregnancy.
Other people, you mean dealing with other people's
yeah,
pregnancy?
Yeah, I look after women.
She delivers babies.
She's like the stork. Now, actually, Junie, I was wondering, have you ever delivered a baby on Christmas Day?
She's going to work on Christmas Day.
So I think I have, I can't remember the last time I did, but this year I probably would have some baby Jesuses.
Do you know anyone who has been born on Christmas Day that was named Jesus?
That no, wasn't? But there's lots of Chris's.
You know Jesus.
Yeah, and then there was Jesus.
Yeah. Lots of Chris's.
And Chris's, lots of Chris's, very common. That's really good. Now, Terrence, and then you're a diabetes.
Doctor. I don't have diabetes.
You're a diabetic. You have diabetes. Now, when Christmas time rolls around, you see a lot of kids eating a lot of sweets and things like that. Is there a recommendation we could, as parents, how do we stop our children from getting diabetes and having too many sweets?
Just when it runs out, should be okay.
Just when it runs out. Because I literally just gave two kids an entire roll of Milky Buttons.
They look okay. They should be able to tolerate that sugar challenge.
All right. Well done. Well, that's really good to hear. You guys are also both pretty involved in the church. Terrence, you're on the church committee, and you're the youth group leader.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be the grown-up in the group, yes. And ever since I've joined that group, I've doubled my Facebook friends. It's really...
But he doesn't use his Facebook account.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you even have a Facebook account?
I once did, but it's been inactive for some time.
All right, so when people keep... he's not insulting you by not adding you. He just doesn't care. So that's good. Now, do you guys have any Christmas traditions? Because I found a picture, and so you guys have a lot of... These are...
We used to, from him, we started dressing them up and taking pictures to put them on. But then now he refused to do that. He has to wear a shirt.
Yeah, he's all grown up now.
Yeah.
When Alicia's dressed like an angel today.
We use our nephew instead, because he's the little one, so we pick on him.
This is very cute. Do you guys have any Christmas traditions then? I mean, what do you guys normally do on Christmas Day?
We have Christmas.
Dinner.
We eat roast duck.
You eat roast duck. Who's normally the chef on that?
Daddy. We usually have Christmas with family around, not just ourselves. So in the last few years, I think ever since he was born, we've always had either my parents or his parents or someone around. So that's a special time for us. And sometimes we have some, sorry, we have some orphans as well. Those who are not looked after on Christmas Day, we invited them over for dinner. I'm not going to mention names. I hope they're being looked after this year because I'm working.
Oh, you mean other unfinished PhD students. Now, Joshua and Alicia, what are you guys looking forward to in Christmas? I mean, because there's this picture of you guys, and whose present is that you guys are exchanging?
No idea.
Mine. Yes.
Alicia. Now, Alicia, does Joshua get you a present for Christmas?
No.
I gave her a celebration piece of paper.
Wow. Oh, like a diploma. So let's forget. How about Joshua? What do you like about Christmas? Hard to say, huh? Too many good things. Too many good things.
Yeah, too many good things.
Too many good things.
I thought it was the Queen's speech you were looking forward to this year.
We never see it.
So that's why you're looking forward to it, eh?
How about the two of you? What's something you guys like about Christmas?
I like the time that we get to spend together as a family.
Aww. Aww.
But this year it's so...
Yeah, I like the idea of eating from the word from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, and the Downton Abbey special.
Yes, but eating from the moment you wake up and the moment you go to sleep. You can wake up, eat, and then go to sleep.
That's an idea. I like what you're doing there. I like what you're doing there. Terrence, if you're feeling lonely, there's a young gentleman out there who screamed, "I love you," earlier. So you can always invite him around. Now, you guys are... All right, so one of the questions I had, like, you guys are both doctors. You have two kids. And yet you still find time to serve in church.
I'm like, not a doctor.
You're the two kids part. How do you guys manage to find the balance?
I guess we just have to keep switching between jobs very quickly. I think we help each other an awful lot. And I think we just somehow manage to find the time by just make sure we cover for one another, really.
I guess it started from when I was a university student. Fellowship and church always came first. I always had to make an effort, especially when you are stressed, like when you're having exams, etc. You always want to just drop church on Sundays. But I guess that was good practice, or actually became a habit that, you know, God is our life. We are. This is our life. So we just manage, I guess, don't we?
Yeah, because it's really inspirational. It's really good, too, because it sees actually... I see how you guys serving, and I'm like always concerned, but you guys are at the same time doing well. It's really good to hear. You're alive.
Yeah.
Your children are still alive.
Yeah, yes. That's very good.
Fed.
Yes. Well-fed. Well. Now, I wanted to ask you one final question. Alicia and Joshua, what's something you guys love about your parents?
You didn't give us that question to practice with.
Or admire about your parents. What's something that you love about your mom or dad, Alicia?
I don't know. Oh,
it's because the list is too long, right? How about you? How about you, Joshua?
That's an awkward moment.
Why are you sweating? Why are you sweating? Well, I'm gonna flip it around then, and.
I don't admire anything about my.
Terrence and Junie, what do you guys love about your kids? In my head, this interview went so much better. I don't know.
No, I do love them. I actually do.
Thank you for that affirmation. We've got that settled.
Okay, Alicia, because she's always happy. But I love her...
And helpful.
She's kind. She's helpful.
Slightly annoying.
We had this conversation about Alicia the other day, and she thinks that Josh is... No, she thinks she's my favorite, but I said, no, neither of you are my favorite, because there are good and bad things about you.
How come I never heard about that?
Yeah, telling you now. And so I asked Alicia, what is good about you? She says, I'm kind, I'm helpful. And then I said, what is bad about you? I said, but I lie. So I said, and then she started crying. And I said, well done, Alicia. Don't cry because you're honest. So that's her as well. As for Joshua, I'll leave Daddy to say that.
No, actually, Joshua has a lot of heart for things and for people, actually. I think he's hyperactive. But when he puts his energy for people and to help us around, I really cherish that. It's really sweet, actually.
Oh, that's really wonderful. Just because it's coming around to Christmas and we all need to have a Love Actually moment, Terrence, what's one thing you can, but on your own time. Terrence, what's one thing you love about Junie?
Struggling again.
I love the way that I think she really understands me and the fact that I can never really hide anything from her.
But what about that time?
I think she could sense that when things are not quite right, she will pull me aside and just
talk. Tell you what to do.
Tell me what to do.
And me.
I like that, actually. I really
Aww.
Like that.
Aww. That's really... And Junie, you know...
He said that we help each other. Actually, mostly is him helping me. So on behalf of my family and my patients, I thank Dr. Terrence Pang for looking after the household.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, guys, it's been lovely to have you guys on the show. I've got a little something here for you, too.
Is it pizza?
Some love hearts.
Oh!
There you go.
Look at that! I'm having it.
Thank you.
Great. Let's thank Alan Verloff for coming. It's been great having you guys here. Thanks a lot.